Bigs Radio Sport.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon, sport fans. Good to have you here on AM with me. My, my, it's been a bit like Wuthering Heights out there today, hasn't it? But looking out of my window at the moment, there does seem to be a little bit of sunshine peeking through, and that sun is shining down on Corinthians Football Club. Yes, because it's been an historic day for Corinthians. They are champions of the Canada Life Premier League for the very first time. Elsewhere, though, I've got some hockey results for you, and my mother is back in the building to make the show a family affair. She will be previewing tomorrow's netball matches with me and also making sure I don't accidentally swear on air. So, yes, thank you very much for having us on today. It's lovely to be back with you on this kind of grey Saturday evening. As always, if I'm missing any results, you know what to do. Just get in touch either via carrier pigeon or you can text in, which is a little bit less messy. So yes, if you have any results that I am missing, just text in on 166 177. It will be great to hear from you and a big help. So thank you very much in advance.
Manx Radio Saturday Sport.
Starting with the football results, because it's been a big day in the world of Manx football. So in the Prem, we have Corinthians 1, Moran 2. Douglas Royal 1, St John's 4. I'm missing the results for Douglas Old Boys and Douglas Athletics. So if you do have that handy, 166, 177, that'd be great. Laxey 0, St George's 1, Ramsey 2, St Mary's 2, Russian 3, Air 3. Moving on to JCK Division 2, I'm missing the Douglas and District versus Onken score. I'm also missing Foxdale versus Colby. But Governors Athletic versus Union Mills I've got. Governors Athletic 1, Union Mills 8. Then we have Jims 8, Pullrose 2, Michael 1, Malou 5, Ramsey Youth Centre 3 and Braddon 1. In Combi 1, we had a postponement between Corinthians and St John's, but Air and Russian went ahead. Air 1, Russian 3. Douglas Athletic versus Douglas Old Boys was also postponed, as was St George's versus Douglas Royal. And I'm missing the scores for Peel versus Ramsey. So if you do have them, 166, 177. And then in Combi 2, Castletown versus Michael, that game was postponed. I'm missing the scores for Malou versus Ramsey Youth Centre. But we do have Colby 4, Foxdale 2 and Onken 9, Douglas and District 2. Moving on to the hockey and starting in the men's prem, we have Backers A 5, Vikings B 0, Ramsey A 16, Harlequins A 0 and Valkyries A 1, Vikings A 1. In the men's division 1, we have Valkyries B 4, Backers Colts 3, Castletown B 2, Harlequins B 6, Saracens B 12, Ramsey B 0 and Castletown A 2, Vikings C 3. And in the women's prem, we have Valkyries A 2, Backers A 1 and Valkyries B 8, Harlequins 1. And then finally, in the women's div 1, we have Valkyries C 4, Ramsey B 2. Also, in the under-16s, Vikings under-16s 3, Castletown under-16s 7 and Ramsey under-16s versus Valkyries. Unfortunately, Valkyries were unable to field a team, so that turns out as a 5-0 walkover to Ramsey. But let's talk football now. Tony Meppham has raced into the studio and is sat in front of me. How are you, Tony?
Very happy boy, as you would expect.
Yes.
But, you know, it's a great achievement. I'm delighted to have been able to be there and watch it. A little bit nervous 5 minutes into that second half when Moran took a 2-1 lead. But Corinthians got it right in the end, and it's always nice to finish off with a win if you're going for the league. I know they've still got 2 games to play, but my word, Rao made it difficult for them, and well done to them.
Well, you predicted that, didn't you? You said, you know, even though Corinthians has the crown in sight, Moran certainly weren't going to lie down and give it to them easily, basically.
Yeah, they're a good side, Moran, and I think what it is they seem to be able to lift themselves more when they're playing against the better side. So if they can sort that out, then they really are a team to contend with, because they're very young, very quick, and, you know, more experienced Corinthians side. You would have expected to have sort of played the better football, but Moran stifled it. Well done to them. And, you know, Conor Gilbert, when he got that goal, and then it was Nathan Draper who got the other one. then you just thought to yourself, this ain't going to plan here. But luckily the boys held it together. Dan Simpson and Sean Dole were lethal up front, and everywhere around the boys just seemed to settle a little bit more as the scoreline went their way. But, you know, round credit to them. David Brewer has done a great job there. Kia Morris as well. And quite fitting that there was a minute silence for Tim O'Hanlon. I knew you knew him as well through the radio. And, you know, sad day for Maroon in that way. But I think everyone should remember what Tim did for sport in general. You know, football, motorcycle racing, everything. He was mega.
Let's look at the Premier League. So, I mean, what are the other matches that you would say stood out today, apart from the obvious?
Well, I think the one last night, really. Douglas Royal against St John's, because when you look at the league table, St John's are bottom, and they had 9 points. And now we're picking that win up against Douglas Royal. It's put a lot of pressure on Royal. Royal have still got one game to play against Rushen. Okay, Rushen at the moment have got one or two injuries for them. But let's give them a chance. But when you look at the teams that they've got to play, three of the top four, St Mary's, St George's, Corinthians and also Maroon, it's going to be tough for them. But if they do it, well done to them. But Douglas High School All Boys against Douglas Athletic, it's another bit of a pressure job for Athletic, because it was a game that All Boys could have quite easily made it sort of go against them, because you know, Athletic are a good side, and if they'd have just sort of sat back. But Robbie Ward, the player manager, he got a hat-trick. Gary Quirk got a couple of goals, and Callum Stewart got the other one. But the two games that I was looking at, really interested looking at Twitter how the scorelines were going, was St George's against Laxey. St George's won in the end 4-3. Nathan Cardy with two, Ashley Higginbottom and Carl Henson with the other one. But Laxey were down to 10 players in most of the second half, so they did really well to get back into it. I haven't got their goal scorers at the moment. Ramsey against St Mary's, that was an interesting scoreline, because St Mary's had that super win against Peel, winning 3-0, but today it was 2-2. St Mary's led at half-time, 2-0. Frank Jones, Joe Canapa with the goals, but Mike Simpson and Dylan Pickles got goals for Ramsey, and as I say, Russian Air 3-3. I don't know who got two goals out of Christian Penswick or James Garside, but one of them did. But for Russian, Aaron Hawley clawed them back into the game. He scored from the penalty spot, and two goals by Mikey Williams. So it's been an interesting afternoon in Manx football.
Big day for Union Mills in JCK Division 2 as well.
Yeah, it was, and I think it was expected. And I've got the goal scorers on here somewhere, but it finished up at 8-1. Last time I heard it was 6-1. And I know that, you know, they've worked really hard on this game. And I think the important thing for them is, if they're going to win the league, do it in style. And today they certainly did. And it was, we've got here two, I think, last goal for Uni Mills with 90 plus 2 minutes in that one, if I've got it right. Sean Traylor with one, Ryan Kelly, Sam Kane got three, Jordan Crawley got two goals, and Luke Booth on the score sheet as well. So, you know, a great afternoon for Uni Mills. Congratulations to Stephen Fox. I'm sure they're absolutely buzzing, the players, because Corinthians and Uni Mills have won not only the Premier Leagues in Division 2, but won the Combination 1 and Combination 2 as well. So great season for both clubs.
Absolutely. Congratulations. Massive congratulations to both of them. Other standout matches in JCK Div 2 today?
Well, the two that are battling up the top for, I don't think it's promotion now. Ramsey Youth Centre have got it together. And I know Ramsey Youth Centre have got this game against Uni Mills coming up, which everyone's saying, oh, Uni Mills should win it, and it puts them under a bit of pressure. But I'm not so sure, because Ramsey Youth Centre are the only team that have beaten them this season. But D&D against Onken, great result for Onken. Paul Whitley was the star today with four. Joe Rees got two. Barry English got a couple of goals. Mark Wolfenden as well. That's three games in 7 days for him, so his legs must be pretty tired. Haven't got D&D's goal scorers, but for Foxdale, superb win, keeps them in touch, and I think now brings Colby away from it a little bit. Colby with two goals, haven't got their scorers, but Jay Chatwood got four for Foxdale. Liam Cannon got the other one. Super performance by Adam Johnson for Jims against Paul Rose. I know he got a hat-trick. Luke Fisher got one, that's four goals. Si Dixon got one, that's five. So we're missing three goal scorers in that one. Malou keep themselves in touch in that fourth position. Jamie Skillam with five. Paddy Cooper got one. Ash Egan and Kieran Kreipner. 5-1 at half-time, 8-1 at the finish. And Jason Crane today, special day for him. A hat-trick against Braddon. It finished 3-1. Matty Owen, I think it was the goal scorer for Braddon.
And then there are a few games postponed today in Combi 1, who Corinthians are champions of. They won their, they claimed the title on Wednesday, was it, earlier this week?
Wednesday they did. Mm-hmm. I don't like saying it, but that's 18 now. Played 18 and won 18. They've still got three or four to play. It might be three now with that cancellation today. But well done.
Is that record rare, or do you see many clubs doing that?
It's not very often that happens. And when you look at it in the Premier League, Div 2, Combi 1, Combi 2. Combi 2, Unimills haven't lost yet, haven't dropped points. Corinthians haven't dropped any points. In Division 2, they've only got that one defeat, and that was against Ramsey Youth Centre at Ramsey Youth Centre. And at the moment, hopefully it's not a kiss of death, Corinthians have dropped 2 points, that 1-1 draw against Russian earlier on in the season. So that's a rarity to see the four leagues like that basically being commanded by, if you like, two teams.
Two clubs, yeah. Yep. Well, let's move on to Air and Russian. Air 1, Russian 3.
Yeah, I haven't got Air's goal scorer. We've got them coming through thick and fast now. But for Russian, Andrew Moody with one, Patrick Vieras, I think it is, with the other one, and Jordan Watterson got his name on the score sheet as well.
And then we only had the Peel versus Ramsey game. Do you happen to have
that? That's it. We've got that through. It's just come through now. Thank you, Colin. Peel 5-5, Ramsey 0, 3-0 at half time. I watched Ramsey's combination team on Wednesday. Some good players in there, so the future holds well for them. But Thomas Brown, I think it's certainly a young player to watch because he's a good young player. Alex Holden as well, that's Rick Holden's young fella. So two really good players there, and plus an own goal. So great result that for Peel, who I think now finish second in the league, or I think they finish second anyway.
And then in Combi 2, I'm missing the score for Malou versus Ramsey Youth Centre.
I will have a little look on that one to see if it's come through. Not yet. Where's Dario? There he is there. No, he hasn't. We haven't got that one through
it's
yet.
It's a mystery at the moment.
Yep.
Okay, well, let's move on to Colby Foxdale. Colby 4, Foxdale 2.
Yeah, good result that for Colby. George Collister with two. Jack Skillicorn. Andy Baker got one, so good result that for Colby. Not too sure he got Foxdale's two goals, but 4-2, fair result.
And then finally we have Onchan 9, Douglas and District 2.
Yeah, I think that's something wrong on that one because that's the first team score, so I think we're still missing the combination score, but as you can imagine it's going mental here and there's results and all sorts coming through. Hang on, here we got it. Thank you, Dario. Knew you'd be listening. The combination, Malou against Ramsey Youth Centre. Ramsey Youth Centre 6, Malou 1. We haven't got any goal scorers. So if you're listening, Andy, if you can text us through your goal scorers for Ramsey Youth Centre, we'll give the boys a mention.
Fantastic stuff. So what's left to talk about for the Manx football season? What's to come?
Well, women's football tomorrow, back on track, on the grass. And then next week we've got rearranged fixtures again. We're going to do the cup draws, which is the Junior Cup. We'll also do the Women's FA Cup as well. The week after that will be the presentation of the Canada Life Premier League. And then on the 29th, we are starting the ECAP FA Cup. Now, if you remember rightly, we should have started this the first week in January. So here we are, 6 months on, still going, and ECAP need it because they've sponsored us now for 2 years. We haven't been to give them any football, and if you remember, they do the draw live in London.
Yes,
that's where
remember.
They are because they can't come over. And it's just great to have a company like that who's just showing so much enthusiasm to make sure that they're involved in the draw. And we'll make sure that's on the 29th after the games.
Exciting stuff. How are you going to celebrate?
I'm just going to go home now, get changed. The boys are up the pub now. And yeah, have a few beers. There's a few tears by a few people.
Tears and beers.
Yeah, it's quite emotional because, you know, just looking back, the players that we've lost recent times, Lewis Thornton, Stevie Glover, you know, Craig Lunt, I know it's gone back 11, 12 years, but he's a big man with Corinthians. Fraser Vaughan and also Joe Green. There's a few tears and a few family memories have come out. So, yeah, we're going to have a beer and enjoy the night, I'm sure.
Well, it's greatly deserved. Congratulations to Thank Corinthians you. And also to Union Mills.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Tony Meffin.
Manx Radio Saturday Sport.
Hockey now. Sam Spooner is here and he's had an absolute stormer of a match today, I hear.
He's
shaking his head, which is great for radio. Okay, so where should we start today? Do you want to start in the men's prem or the women's prem?
Let's start with the men's prem. That's the front sheet I've got, so let's start with that.
Easily done. Okay, so let's start. Backers A We've got 5 and Vikings be nil. So a crazy win for Bakaze.
That's actually a walkover to Bakaze, because Vikings B couldn't field a side owing to the fact that the players that are in their C team would not be capable in any way of playing against Bakaze safely. So Vikings B had to concede the game today. Bakaze undefeated season. I'm not sure if they've got one game left to play. Maybe one or two games left to play. So, they'll be disappointed not to get out there and play today, but I'm sure they enjoy themselves in the pub this afternoon.
And then a big scoreline, Ramsey A 16, Harlequins A 0.
Yeah, I said Harlequins A needed 50 to win by 51 goals.
An obscene amount of goals, yeah.
And I did say if they scored 30, I'd win a marathon. I was pretty confident that wasn't going to happen. I didn't expect them to lose 16-0 to Ramsey, I have to say. But a big scoreline for their... there with the 3 hat tricks from Nat Smith, Billy Kane with 4, Thomas Sitsos with the other hat trick, Thomas Hurd, Alex Neal, Sam Robertson all with 1, and Sam Moffat with 2 goals as well.
So does that mean Harlequins A will be relegated for next season?
They are, yeah.
Okay. And then the big game in the men's prem was between Valkyries A and Vikings A, and that ended up being a draw, as far as I'm aware,
It was a late start, so the 1-1 was at half-time, okay. And then it's now finished 2-1 to Vikings A, so it sounds like a late goal from John Cooper for Vikings A. Tom Burrows scored in the first half for Vikings A, and then Robin Masson, scored for Valkyries in the first half. And that represents a big improvement for Valkyries, eh? They have taken points off Vikings so far this season, and Valkyries took a point off Backers in midweek, and that's going to put them in. That's going to make them pretty confident for the cup coming up in a couple of weeks.
We're going to move on to the men's Div 1 because that's the next sheet I've got. So we've got, what would you say actually was the match of the day in men's Div 1?
I'd probably say Valkyries beat Backers Colts. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit surprising, and you know, Chris Thomas scored 4 for Valkyries B, but Backers Colts, they've given everything there, and they've probably won. Yeah, probably one of the sides that have run Valkyries B the closest. Certainly scored the most goals in a game against Valkyries with 3. Harry Kalen with 2, and Nick Aspinall with the last touch of the game put the ball in the back of the net for Backers Colts. Yeah, very fine performance there from Backers. They knew they had to get a point to guarantee themselves that third place, but they just couldn't quite overcome that very, very strong Valkyries B team.
Then we have Castletown B 2, Harlequins B 6.
Yeah, really good result for Harlequins B. I said this was going to be a case of attack versus defence. Castletown B's defence has been phenomenal, whereas their attack's been a little bit quieter. Harlequins' defence has been a few gaps in it, has to be said, but their attack has been on fine form. But attacks run out today. Ronan Santantolia for Harlequins, Peter Nuttall, and then Alfie Swales and Callum Crellin, both with 2 goals. I haven't got the Castletown B scores, though.
If you do happen to have them and you want a shout out, 166, 177, thank you very much. Then we've got Saracens B 12, Ramsey B 0. Now, these are very close in the table, as in side by side.
It was a bit of a weird game. I turned up and watched the second half, and Ramsey only had 7 players. They started the game with 8, and then they had to drop to 7 due to injury. And I have to give Ramsey B every credit there. If they'd lost one more player in that game for a card or anything, then it would have been a forfeited game. So the fact that they were able to finish the game, given how most games have at least a sin bin of a 2 minutes of a green card or what have you. However, Saracens B hit some fine form today. Owen Kennedy with a hat-trick on his debut, aged 15. Robert Tier with a hat-trick, also aged 15. Liam Farrer, won't mention his age, 3. Jason Roberts, Steve Jackson, Kyle Kane ran off the score for Saracens B. But all credit to Ramsey B there. Saracens have won, but I have to say, huge, huge effort from Ramsey B. Thank you.
And then we have Castletown A 2, Vikings C 3.
Mega, mega game today. And it's been such a close battle between these two sides. Each time they've played, it's been Castletown A have won twice 3-2, and now they've lost 1-3-2. Christian Stereopoulos with 2. I think that makes him top goal scorer in the league as well. Just beating his teammate Paul Kelly by 2 goals.
How many has he scored?
I think it's 25. So he's scored a lot of goals. I mean, between him and Paul Kelly, they've scored more than, I think, 75% of their goals this season. And then Vikings C, Ashley Osborne, Ryan Hogan with a debut goal and a debut assist as well. And myself with a goal as well.
Yes, well, and would you please tell the listeners who you were compared to? The 2 people you were compared to today?
Can I say what it truthfully was? Or do I have to say what the text was?
Say the text and then say the truth. we all want to.
Turned into a young Messi to get into the D before switching to Tom Daley to dive for a tap-in. Now, I agree with the Messi bit, okay, but the dive was a desperate belly flop at best, that has to be said.
Did the job, doesn't matter. Let's move on to the Women's Prem. So we have the closest match of the day was between Valcarce and Bacazé. Valcarce came out on top 2-1.
Yeah, and Bacazé were... I said Bacazé were going to have end the season in good form, and they have given Valcarce a really, really good game here. Imogen Manning and Ellen Robinson on the score sheet for Valcarce, and Sophie Howland getting on the score sheet for Bacazé. But both those sides are going to be looking to get into that final of the Cup, and both sides can take a lot of heart from that game today, and they will be carrying that form into the Cup competition. So that Women's Cup is going to be very interesting.
And then we have Valcarce 8, Harlequins 1.
Yeah, Valcarce beat really, really impressive. It really, really impressed me this season. I've said it time and time again, their defence is just awesome. They haven't all the time followed that up with their attack, but that's been a learning process for them the past couple of weeks. They scored hatfuls of goals, 8 today. Steph Cottier with 5, Flo Barber, and then Angie Littlejohns with 2. The Harlequins goalkeeper, though, big shout out for the Harlequins goalkeeper today. She had a brilliant, brilliant game, and really kept the scoreline fairly honest for most of the game. And the scorer for Harlequins was Nessa Farron.
And then we have the Women's Div 1, and there was just the one game, and that was Valcarce 4, Ramsey B 2.
Yeah, some impressive players in that Valcarce side, and some young players as well, mixed with that sort of experience from the likes of Donna Harrison, Michelle Poyser, and Molly Thomas with 2, Ellen Bark and Helen Freer on the score sheet for Valcarce. Haven't got the scores for Ramsey B, but that does mean they are rooted to the bottom of the table as it stands.
And then in the under-16s, as previously mentioned, we had Vikings under-16s 3, Castletown 7.
Yeah, and that's a really, really good for Castletown. A good result for Castletown. They are challenging for the title, and Vikings is one of their closest challengers. And that win now, I think, might just put Vikings out of the title shout, and Castletown under-16s will be attempting to use their game in hand against the team above them, Harlequins, to take that title. And compared to last year, I said this at lunchtime today as well and last night, the speed at which these under-16s players mature is unreal. Last year, the under-16 side, with the majority of the same players, finished bottom of the league and now they're challenging for a title. Ramsey under-16s, they had a brilliant win last week, and they've won against Dave from a walkover. But the maturity that just from one lockdown to the next that they've come out with to actually improve over the 7 weeks has been unreal. So, yeah, a really good future for Manx hockey in this league.
Awesome. And someone's just texted in, thank you very much, for Backers versus Saracens. And Saracens won that match 6-0.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you very much, Sam Spina, and well done. Or should I call you Tom Daley?
Well, I've just had a text message off my better half saying, howling, surprised he didn't start a tsunami. So still some weight to lose yet.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Tom Daley.
Manx Radio Saturday Sport.
My mother is in the studio now to talk netball. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm sure that all the netball players on the island are so pleased that we play indoors.
Yes, well, I definitely am.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so let's look at the fixtures tomorrow morning. Not that many weeks left in the season. So in the Prem, we've got Manx Gems Rubies versus Simcots Blue. That's at 10 o'clock at the NSC. Then we have Simcots Red versus Balasala Bravo. That's at Bemahague at 10. Then we have Tomb Raiders versus Balasala Alpha, 11 o'clock at the NSC. Route 1 Connections versus Simcox Gold at the NSC. And finally, Marbury Misfits A versus Thompson Travel 1. That's at 11 at Bemahague. So what would you say is the standout match in the Prem to look for?
Tricky one, this, because I think there's going to be a lot of close games tomorrow. You've got Manx Gems had a resounding win last week, but they are just going to find tomorrow a completely different kettle of fish against Simcox Blue. But, you know, that's going to be great experience for those girls. Simcox Red versus Balasala Bravo. Again, Simcox Red have taken no prisoners.
They haven't
whatsoever.
Simcox Red are going to be missing Becky Hempsel. Unfortunately,
right.
She's moved to London last minute.
Okay.
And Rachel Johnston, their centre, She's just tweaked her thigh today at Island training, so she's decided to opt out of tomorrow's game. But I do still think that Simcox Red will come out on top.
Yeah, I mean, Simcox are a great club. They've got massive strength in depth and they can move players up. And you know, all the Simcox teams play with a similar style, so people seem to be able to fit seamlessly into whichever Simcox team they move into.
Then we have Tomb Raiders versus Balasala Alpha. I'm assuming this should be a fairly straightforward win for Alpha.
I would think so. In the first half of the season, Balasala won by 12. I'm thinking it's going to be a wider margin this time, and I think really quite a comfortable game for Balasala.
Then Route 1 Connections versus Simcox Gold Eagles.
Yeah, Route 1 have had, I think we mentioned this last week, they're having a really, really consistent season and are doing a great job bringing their young players through. Simcox, you can never underestimate any Simcox team, but Route 1 are just going to be far too strong for Golds tomorrow.
And then this should be an interesting matchup, Marbury Misfits A versus Thompson Travel 1.
Absolutely. And in fact, in terms of the Premiership, this is probably going to be the closest.
I want to watch.
Yeah, definitely. Both teams lost last week. Thompson only lost by 8. Misfits got a bit of a drumming last week.
By Balasala Bravo.
Yeah. First half of the season, Thompson won this fixture by 5. I'm thinking it will be a win for Thompson, and I think potentially by more than 5. I think they'll have a more comfortable win this week. But two great teams who play exciting netball, well worth watching.
Then we have Division 1. So Thompson Travel 3 take on Simcox Green Eagles. That's at 9 o'clock at the NSC. Then we have Tomb Raiders versus Young Farmers A at 9 o'clock at Bemer Hague. Castletown Spaniards versus Balasala Charlie at Bemer Hague at 10. Route 1 Turbos versus Manx Gem Sapphires at 11 o'clock at Bemer Hague. And Marbury Misfits B versus Thompson Travel 2 at midday at the NSC. Oh, I hate playing at midday.
This is a much closer the division, isn't it? I mean, there's only 2 points separating first and second. That's Castletown Spaniards and Balasala Charlie, respectively. And those two teams going head-to-head this Sunday.
So that'll be the game of this division to watch.
I think it might be the game of the weekend, actually. I think there's potentially that's going to be a really close game, and it could well come down to whoever holds their nerve.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I think a lot of the time you see the talent is there, but if the mental capacity starts to fail in the dying minutes when the pressure is on, that's when you're going to lose it.
And absolutely. And some teams just have that ability to pick each other up on court and just keep each other focused. And it may not be that they seem to be the most talented team, but they might just be the most cohesive team. And when you're playing netball, you're playing the seven of you. You're playing as a team, and that's so important.
And then in Division 2, we have Balasala Delta versus Ramsey Black. They're playing at 9 o'clock at the NSC. 9 o'clock is so early for us in the morning. Then we've got Castletown Celts versus Balasala Echo at 9 at Bemer Hague. Young Farmers B take on Ramsey Red. That's at 10 o'clock at the NSC. Route 1 Vaults take on Manx Gems Emeralds. That's at midday at Bemer Hague. And Simcox White Eagles go against their own Simcox Silver Eagles at midday at Bemer Hague on the second court.
Absolutely. I think for me, the one to watch in this division will probably be the Balasala Echo versus Castletown Celts. Balasala are second in the table. Castletown are third. I'm thinking the first half of the season, Castletown took the win. So it may well be that Balasala are out for revenge. But I would like to say, I want to give a big shout out here to Ramsey Red. It's Ramsey Red versus Young Farmers. Young Farmers are sixth. And unfortunately, Ramsey Red are kind of propping up the table there and haven't secured a win in the last 7 games. So I am giving a great big shout out. Come on, Ramsey Red, you can do this.
Yes, I also echo that. Not Balasala Echo, Ramsey Echo. Yeah. Excellent. Well, which game will you be going to watch tomorrow?
Interesting. Probably the Division 1 clash. Okay. The Spaniards versus Balasala Charlie.
Good choice. And who are you going to put your money on?
I've got to say Balasala, haven't I? Because I'm an old Balasala player. But I probably wouldn't want to bet on it, to be quite honest.
Well, you have to.
Just while we're on there, a couple of little shout-outs here. One for Olivia Jacqueline Chatter.
Oh, yes.
Who Olivia is a Manx player and who's been off island at school for the last couple of years, playing her netball while she's been off island. And she has just secured selection for WAS Netball Under-19's Netball Performance League, which is an absolutely amazing achievement.
WASPs are a Super League netball team.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's great for Olivia and great for what she'll bring back to Ireland netball. So huge congratulations to her. Mm-hmm. And secondly, huge congratulations to Fiona Clark-Wilson, who got married yesterday. And Fiona's been
one of the girls at Ireland training were a little bit worse for wear.
Yeah, well, do you know, Fiona is a great supporter of Manx netball. She's a great player. She puts a lot back into the game. So many, many congratulations to Fiona and her new spouse.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Fiona. Thank you very much. What's for tea later? No, I'm joking. Let's not talk about that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Deborah Evans, a.k.a. my mother.
Manx Radio Saturday Sport.
And it was another grueling night in the basketball world on Thursday. Six teams, three games, some incredible baskets and some heated moments with some people getting a little bit hot under the collar, like the NSC courts had it all. It was great to watch. I spoke to Martin Dunn about the latest results and how the league table is looking at the moment.
So the opening game between Jets and Eagles, I mean, Jets are a seasoned team. They've got lots of experience, lots of Ireland players. Eagles, the younger crew, they're coming through and they're developing their skills. And it was an interesting first start. Eagles were off the mark very quickly. Very close first quarter, only a single point in it between the two teams. Ivan Hafana and Jack Elliott really shining through for Eagles. But Jets, Paul Killick and Wayne Mears, those guys, lots of experience. They kept the pace. They kept the defensive intensity up and just slowly built up as time went on to eventually fly high above Eagles as the game finished.
Good Eagles pun there. And then let's talk about Wolves, your team, and Hoops, which is the only women's team in the league. And it sounds like, I know you said you didn't have Michael Pardo, who I think when I watch him, I think he's quite a brilliant player, really. And you mentioned last night that he was kind of benched towards the end of the game. But it did sound like the girls put up a decent fight.
Yeah, we did. Yes, my apologies to Michael Pardo. He didn't play the fourth quarter. I didn't sub him on. He was available and he was a little bit cheeky at the end for mentioning that. But
a little bit passive aggressive.
Oh no, not at all. He's a good guy and he does a lot of work for us. And he played a sterling first three quarters, and the fourth quarter we gave him a rest. That's the way we'll say it. But yeah, Hoops versus Wolves. My dad coaches the Hoops team and my sister plays for it, so a little bit of family rivalry between the two teams there. But it was a really good first half for both teams, really. Hoops, just they're continuing to progress. You know, they move the ball really well, they create opportunities, they cut through defenses quite effectively, and they always respond to what the defense does, so they change up the style of play. Daniela Cravella and Holly Hennessy finding spots in that first half to get a few points on the board, and it was very close, only a few points in it when we went into halftime. Wolves, though, we tightened up our defense. We got a little bit more fast break offenses because of that. And we also had some nice rebounds from Jack Murray, big man in the key, getting offensive and defensive rebounds, putting the ball back up and putting quite a few points on the board as well. Couldn't mention the game without talking about Oscar Lace, rookie player. Really great game for him. He played great offense, great defense, couple of nice fast breaks. But the play of the game was a fast break where he was powering down the court, defense on his back, and he did a behind-the-back pass to Ross Wilson, who was trailing, who finished with a beautiful layup. Unbelievable play, and round of applause from everybody, because it was just amazing to see.
That's just so cool.
Yeah, really good.
And we mentioned before that this season is the first season the Hoops team have actually won a game.
Yes, the Hoops team, in essence, the Ladies League, unfortunately, dissolved a few years ago, and there are a number of players who were still wanting to play, and so they came together as Hoops and moved into the Men's League, as it was, which is now the Senior League. And they're a team of mainly female players. And there can be a little bit of a transition between the two. The male game can be a little bit rougher, a little bit more rough and tumble. And that was a difficult transition at first, but the ladies have practiced hard, they've worked hard, and they're starting to show results. They've won two games now this season. They were close a couple of times as well and some other games. And I am absolutely convinced that in the next couple of seasons, they'll continue to progress, they'll continue to win, and we'll start seeing them really improve and flourish.
Awesome. And then the final game of the night was Cavs versus Douglas. I came down halfway through this game and Douglas were behind, I think. And then I don't know what happened on the team chat because they came out absolutely guns firing. But then I know that Becky said that Douglas should have been ahead to begin with. So maybe it was a sloppy start from then.
It was an interesting game, definitely a game of two halves. Cavaliers controlled the first half. You know, they had the presence on defense, they had the presence on offense. Sergio Abuleja and Phil Evans putting points on the board for them. It was really a Cavs game. Douglas were a little bit less controlled, a little bit more haphazard in that first half, and things weren't dropping for them, but they did have some nice opportunities. It looked like Cavs might continue that way for the second half, take the game. They had a six-point lead going into the third quarter, but Douglas just woke up. Douglas had a blistering third quarter, came out and absolutely ran the floor up and down quick. Amu Hickwa was inside, working the lanes, getting the points on the board, and it was a 13-point swing in the space of 6 minutes. Unbelievable. Topped off with a couple of three-pointers from Ott. It was just amazing. They blew the Cavs out of the water. Cavs just looking frustrated, looking tired in that third quarter. And from there on, Douglas really controlled the game. Cavs tried a couple of different things, but nothing really worked for them. And ultimately, it was Douglas's game. They took a 20-point lead all the way to the end.
And just finally, can you give us a quick rundown of the leaderboard, if you know it off the top of your head?
Turkeys are in the lead right now. They've only had a single loss this season. Then second place are Forget-Me-Not Jets. They've had a decent season, a couple of unexpected losses, but they still secure that second place. Third has gone to Douglas Basketball Club, and it's only just gone to Douglas over Wolves, who are in fourth place. Both teams have beaten each other, but Douglas beat Wolves by slightly more in the head-to-head. So their records are the same, but Douglas end up with the third place because of that. Fifth place right now is Cavs. Cavs are, again, they're close to either fourth or third. The records are so close in all three of those teams. Eagles then bringing up the sixth place, and PWC Hoops with their two wins so far this season in seventh, with PokerStars then in eighth place. But what really matters is the playoffs. You know, the league table's great up until the seedings, but ultimately you win three games in the playoffs and you win the basketball league.
Martin Dunn there, and those playoff dates should be revealed next month, and next week's matches will be revealed on Tuesday.
Manx Radio Saturday Sport.
Just a couple of headlines to leave you with. The pandemic has unfortunately foiled the national men's cricket team's plans to represent the island in a set of World Cup qualifiers this year. The Isle of Man side was due to compete in the sub-regional qualifiers for the men's ICC T20 World Cup 2022 next month. Unfortunately, the event has been cancelled because of the coronavirus crisis, if you weren't aware that that was going on. The Manx squad will instead turn their attention to T20 internationals planned for later on in the summer. And finally, two of the island's leading UK-based athletes, Sarah Aston and David Malarkey, are both in action this evening in a high-profile meeting. They're both racing over 5,000 metres at the Trafford Grand Prix, the first British Milers Club Grand Prix meeting of the season. Each are in the respective A races, which have attracted many of the best athletes across the UK, and are the last two races of the meeting. So the women's race gets started at 8:44 p.m. and then the men's race gets underway shortly after at 9:06. So the races are being streamed live, so you can cheer Sarah and Dave on by shouting aggressively loud at your laptop screen. I'm sure they'd appreciate it, even if they're not aware of it. And you can find the link to watch that on the Manx Radio sports page. So very best of luck to Sarah and David. And with that, I shall leave you to your Saturday evening, dancing along to the wonder that is Radio Caroline. Love Radio Caroline. Good luck to everyone competing tomorrow, and a huge congratulations to Corinthians and Union Mills. And also, if you've been stood out in the rain today stoically supporting your team, I salute you, and I hope you have a nice toasty evening to warm up. So thank you as always for tuning in wherever you are. Have a fantastic week, and I'll catch up with you soon. Bye for now.